Kia ora, hello, and welcome to Ordinary Life with me, Kitty. Oh, I did it again. I claim to be Kitty.
I'm Kitty. And
I'm Emma. We are not experts on us, actually, anymore, because I've suddenly taken on Kitty's personality.
I'm an expert on me. My name's Emma, and I'm going to sit here and giggle.
And stuff up the start.
Welcome to Ordinary Life with
me, Emma.
And me, Kitty.
And we're not medical experts, but we are experts on
us.
And this program is brought to you by
Cover Yours Insurance. From quote to claim, you can see, we're doing so well. I'm just going to keep going.
You can get some insurance advice from them.
They're very, very good. From quote to claim, they're in your corner. You can find them at coveryours.co.nz. Much more professional than
lovely.
My radio presenting clearly.
And this week we're talking about how terrified I am.
We're talking about you.
Yay, I'm talking about me again. Having deep brain stimulation.
It's
which
all
is,
me.
I know. Yes, it's the fear of the impending, brain surgery.
Dun, dun, dun. I haven't had a date yet, have you?
I haven't got a scheduled date, but they have said yes, that I can have it. I'm approved for surgery. So I've had the anaesthetist check where they ring up and say, hello, have you got any of these allergies and all that kind of thing? And the next step is a Zoom consult with the team.
Yeah.
Which is at the end of June-ish. So it'll be scheduled after that, I imagine. And I don't know how long the wait would be. But when they approved me, they said there were about 15 people ahead. So,
and they do about two, four
a month. Yeah.
Two.
So a few months away yet. And so I'm just kind
she
of.
She says, I hope.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe they could do it at Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yay. That'd be such
that'd
a.
Be
yeah.
So,
yeah, actually, yeah. It makes sense from a recovery point of view. But yeah, so. And I've got people asking me, are you happy about that? And I'm sort of like.
Yeah, I'm delighted.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thought, yeah.
Yeah, and people go, why would you do that?
So for those of us not familiar with deep brain stimulation or DBS, do you want to briefly run through what happens?
So basically they drill
and if you're not aware, why not go back and check out the previous episodes. Go on.
Yeah, we've done the same thing talking about it. So they drill a couple of holes in your head, in your skull.
She says, giggly.
And stick, for want of a better word, chuck two wires down into your brain.
It's a bit like playing Operation.
I think it must be. By the way, that game terrified me as a little kid. I was hiding under the couch kind of thing.
I was really good at that. You're
clearly
planning for the future. This is your future life. Hiding from the surgeon.
Deep down in your brain, like 10 centimetres down, deep in your brain, there's a small thing called the subthalamic nucleus, which is about the size of an olive. And they're trying to get to the two electrodes, one on each side of your brain, down to that bit. Mm-hmm. And when they're down there, they give them a bit of a signal, or I don't know what you call it. They stimulate that part of your brain and with an electrical current. And when the surgery's all finished, you will have those in your brain, a wire down the back of your neck, and to a battery pack that's in your chest, like under the skin in your chest. And that, so you've got a medical device.
So when you have the battery pack, like Mike has got a defibrillator, and that has a battery. It's kind of around the side because I'm pointing with my hand, which doesn't work very well on radio.
Is it like under his ribs on
his
side?
It's kind of on the top of his ribs.
Oh, yeah.
At the side, but that's connected to his heart, so that's different.
Does he have to charge up? Like, does he have to?
No.
Oh, okay.
It does have a Bluetooth chip in it, which we think is really amusing because we can find it on our phones, but you can't connect to it, which is probably quite good. But the Bluetooth is used to connect to his device. It's by Boston Dynamics.
It's very similar to the DBS. In fact, Boston are one of the providers of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Boston Dynamics, we love you. I'm not so keen on the scary robots, but I do really like the implants that they make.
In New Zealand, the deep brain stimulation devices they use are Medtronic. But,
Love you too,
Medtronic.
Thanks, guys.
And they too are Bluetooth, I think, connected, and you get a phone with your device, like a phone kind of device too. And you can eventually you'll be able to modulate it yourself in terms of going.
What do you do?
So the electrodes that are on either side of your brain are sending an impulse, and you can make that impulse bigger or smaller, basically.
Right. Okay.
And the size of it and the location of it where they send it to.
It's got to be very precise.
Very precise, yeah. So if you get it wrong, even slightly, it makes a big difference. So that's why they they put the device in, and then over a few months they get the stimulation right.
I hope you don't mind me asking this question, but that's I guess why we're here.
Yeah.
So when they put the electrodes inside your brain. And I am, as we often state, not a medical professional. So your brain is kind of in two halves.
Yeah.
So is there like a little gap, or do they have to push through it, or is there like a little...
So yeah, I think that's why they have one on each side. Yeah. I think some people, you can get it like on left or right only.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think...
You know, is there like a tiny little crevice?
There must be, yeah. Like, the yeah, so there's the... The middle bit where they make. Was told that the wires go down separately on either side of that bit, and I don't think they'd be. They only drew a tiny little hole in your skull.
Yeah, it's just to get through your skull, isn't it?
Yeah, and so that part wouldn't be exposed, I don't think. But yeah, I did see a whole lot of photos of the various parts of the surgery, of someone else's surgery. When that's part of the whole process, they show you all that. And so talking about it now, they have to, when your skull, you have local on your skull, so that when they do that part, you're awake, because I have to ask you questions. But apparently that you can't feel
that weird thing, isn't it? Because it's inside and you're not really meant to touch it.
Yeah.
You have no nerve endings. So you have nerve endings in your scalp, because it's kind of going, hey, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Please don't drill through my skull.
So apparently the drilling is probably the worst bit, because it's very loud and vibrating.
No. I nearly said something very bad then. Go figure, I'll go with.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And they also have to screw to your face a frame thing that to keep you still.
Yeah, because it's bloody Parkinson's thing. You know, you keep moving around, don't you?
Yeah.
You keep shuffling on that stool over there. And I'm like, can you keep still, man?
I know. It's bloody movement, isn't it?
I don't know. You've been telling me you just can't help it or something.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it just to annoy you.
Yeah, totally.
So,
might as well keep crossing my arms, and I think it's really bad body language to cross my arms, but otherwise I don't quite know what to do with mine. Oh, two parkies
in a pod. That sounds like somebody else's podcast.
I think it is.
Yes. Hello, other podcast.
Hello. We are aware of you. We're all out there doing good stuff.
So it's jolly terrifying, the whole thought of it.
It's jolly terrifying.
Jolly, yes, rather.
I suppose you have to try and be, I don't know, not cheerful, but I mean, in some ways you have to be grateful it's even available,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because it should really help you with your dystonia and bradykinesia or whatever it's called. The thing that makes you all your body.
Yeah, the dyskinesia is the uncontrolled movements.
Because I know when I first met you, it was kind of in your feet, but didn't seem too bad. But now look
it's
at you.
It's all over me.
Look at you. You're all over the place.
Yeah.
And I know you exercise and I know you take your meds and stuff, but
I think that the thing that I have been doing to cope with the whole DBS fear is just kind of not thinking about it or talking about it and hoping I will be all right.
Sorry about that. Completely uncaring. I have no feelings.
No, it's actually helping, I think, to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Neither do I, because it sounds terrifying.
It does, eh?
And my dad said to me, hi, Dad. How my dad goes.
Hi, Kitty's dad.
Yeah, he says, so will you have that done? And I'm like, well, I hope I never need to have it done. Do you know what I mean? With the best will in the world. I'm like, yeah, Emma, you go, girl. I don't think I want to have that done.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even when we talked to Johnny, you know, who I thought was incredibly brave.
Hi, Johnny.
it's not something you take lightly, eh?
No. And to make the decision, I had to basically like close my eyes and just like.
It's like taking a leap of faith.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, and just go okay, and not really weigh up the pros and cons. Really, like.
I guess you can't think about it too much, eh? Because they can quote stats and figures to you, but at the end of the day, things can and do go wrong. I mean, mm-hmm. Hey, I work in insurance. Let's not go and have that conversation. but it's, it must cross your mind.
Yeah.
But you know that everybody's so professional and they are, you know.
Yeah, I think, and we are so lucky to have all the resource thrown at this so that they do a really good job.
Yeah,
I have complete confidence in the team.
I hear it's transformational. You know, people wouldn't have it done if it didn't work.
Yeah, and it's just remembering that and trying not to freak out, I guess, too much.
You're going to be a positive statistic.
Yeah, okay.
not a negative one.
You'll be
part of the success, the roaring success. You'll be. I won't say wheeled out because it makes it sound like something terrible is going to happen.
You'll be
the poster child for DBS. But look at this, Emma Kiriakou.
Yay.
She's amazing. Yeah, she's tightrope walking. She's so gymnastics. No. What do you hope life will be like afterwards?
I hope things will be a lot easier, and because I'm at peak drug, and so I hope the drug load goes down and my sleep gets easier to kind of achieve and all that kind of stuff, all the good stuff. Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say I hope, obviously, it goes well.
Thank you.
And we will have everything crossed for you on the day. Whenever that may be.
Whenever that may be, yes.
So thank you so much for being brave and talking about it as well, because it's not an easy subject.
It is not. And so let's go even scarier next week and talk about the scary stuff.
Oh, I don't... See, that's the one I don't want to do. I know exactly what you're on about because we came up with the schedule.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so join us next week and we're going to be talking about all that fun stuff like Parkinson's dementia. And you can find us Ordinary Life and Ordinary Life PD on Facebook and Instagram, and we are at ordinarylife.co.nz. Yes, it's a New Zealand website, but you can still access it from around the world. Feel free to come and say hi.
We are on the map.
We are there. unless you don't like us, in which case we're not, we're just a film set. And sorry.
How could they not like us, Kitty?
How could they not like us? And come and say hi. And all our past episodes are there. You can find us. And I think that will do for now. So goodbye from Emma.
And goodbye from Kitty.
This episode was produced at Coast Access Radio with support from Erirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air. You can catch this and other podcasts online at accessmedia.nz, or you can search Coast Access Radio on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.